Here's your Roto Report from Game 1 of the NBA Finals between the Cavaliers and the Warriors. Golden State wins it 108-100 in overtime. The Cavaliers, if they lose the NBA Finals, will look back on this Game 1 as the reason they did so, as they gave one away, up by 14 in the first quarter, allowed Golden State to get back in the game, had a chance to win it at the end of regulation with a tied 98-all, and LeBron James elected to take a step back left wing jumper as opposed to driving to the basket and missed it. There was a rebound and a chance for a putback by Iman Shumpert, but that rimmed out. That left the game tied at 98 all at the end of regulation, and then a 10-2 run for Golden State in overtime gave them the game one victory, 108-100, and this was just a game the Cavaliers had to have. Not only did they lose it, even though LeBron was spectacular for most of the game with 44 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, his high basketball IQ, you think he's going to take a better shot in that situation. He did not, and by going to overtime, not only did they lose the game, they also lost Kyrie Irving to another knee injury. Up to that point, Kyrie was spectacular. 23 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals, 2 blocks. But he goes down with an injury in overtime, had to leave the game. He left the arena on crutches. We later got a press release from the Cavaliers. I'll read it to you. Cavs guard Kyrie Irving experienced a left knee injury in overtime of tonight's NBA Finals Game 1. Irving will receive an MRI tomorrow, meaning Friday, and continue to be evaluated by the Cavaliers medical team. His status will be updated at an appropriate time tomorrow, meaning Friday. In listening to Kyrie's postgame press conference, he was very depressed, very upset. I think he realized that maybe this may be an injury that could keep him out for an extended period of time. Let's hope not. We thought that Damari Carroll was out for Atlanta. He was able to come back to play, wasn't himself, but we'll have to wait and see on Kyrie Irving. But this is a game the Cavaliers will look back on and not think fondly of, because they had a chance to steal game one in regulation, and if they do that, Kyrie doesn't get hurt in the overtime. The shot selection by LeBron James, again, go back to that to try and win the game on that step-back jumper, not good. And especially when I heard Andre Iguodala in his post-game press conference say this: I kind of knew the play he wanted to get to, just going left, step-back, and I was right there on him contesting the shot, and it was similar to a game-winning three James hit over Iguodala 2 seasons ago with Miami from almost the same exact spot. Iguodala wasn't about to let it happen again. He knew what to expect, and he outthought the king. His basketball IQ was better than that of LeBron James. Not a good way to try and win the game for the Cavaliers. Proved very costly. The other thing that was very costly in this game, and we talked about it on my radio show, the depth of Golden State, the bench outscoring the Cavaliers bench 34-9, as Iguodala had 15 off the bench, along with that great defense on LeBron James. And Maurice Spates hurt the Cavaliers as well with 8 points off the bench. J.R. Smith had the only points off the bench for the Cavaliers with 9, but he was only 3 of 13 from the field. J.J. and Dele did not score. 10 players played for Golden State, only 8 for the Cavs. For the Warriors, Steph Curry led the way with 26 points on 10 of 20 shooting. Klay Thompson didn't shoot it well, 5 of 14, but he finished with 21 points. Draymond Green with 12 points. Harrison Barnes, 11, had a big 3 in overtime. So the starters for Golden State, 4 out of the 5 starters were in double figures. The Cavaliers had 3 starters in double figures. LeBron with 44, Kyrie with 23, and a solid game by Timofey Mozgov with 16 points and 7 rebounds. But again, go back to that bench play. The Cavs 3 of 14 shooting from the bench, 9 points. The bench for Golden State, 14 of 27 shooting, 34 points, 19 rebounds, and 8 assists. So that pretty much sums up the way Game 1 ended and went to the Golden State Warriors. Game 2 is on Sunday at 8 p.m. at Oracle Arena. We'll have to wait and see if Kyrie Irving is able to play in that game. If not, yes, it's next man up, but the Cavaliers are unfortunately running out of men, and they blew a chance to go up 1-0 in the NBA Finals. That's your Roto Report. We'll see what happens in Game 2 on Sunday.